dear friends around the world, Happy New Year. When I took office 1 year ago, I appealed for 2017 to be a year for peace. Unfortunately, in fundamental ways, the world has gone in reverse.
Sekjen PBB Antonio Guterres hari Minggu mengeluarkan peringatan penting agar lebih bersatu pada tahun 2018 setelah apa yang disebutnya sebagai tahun kemunduran.
On New Year's Day 2018, I'm not issuing an appeal. I'm issuing an alert, a red alert for our world.
Nasionalisme dan xenofobia meningkat, ketimpangan melonjak, perubahan iklim naik, dan dunia melihat terjadinya pelanggaran terhadap HAM yang sangat mengerikan, ujar Guterres. Kecemasan global terhadap senjata nuklir berada di tingkat tertinggi sejak Perang Dingin.
Global anxieties about nuclear weapons are the highest since the Cold War, and climate change is moving faster than we are. Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise.
Diplomat asal Portugis itu tidak menyebut negara-negara tertentu dalam pesan singkat tahun baru yang disampaikannya. Namun Guterres mengatakan ketika tahun lalu menjabat, ia berharap tahun 2017 akan menjadi tahun perdamaian. Ironisnya, secara fundamental dunia menjadi sebaliknya, ujar Guterres. Untuk itu, pada tahun baru 2018 ini, saya tidak mengeluarkan permohonan. Saya mengeluarkan peringatan, peringatan penting bagi kita semua. Guterres adalah Komisioner Tinggi PBB untuk Urusan Pengungsi dari tahun 2005 hingga 2015. Pada tahun pertamanya sebagai Sekjen PBB, ia telah menghadapi krisis kemanusiaan di Myanmar, Yaman, Suriah, dan beberapa negara lain.
I urge leaders everywhere to make this New Year's resolution. Narrow the gaps, bridge the divides, rebuild trust by bringing people together around common goals. Unity is the path. Our future depends on it. I wish you peace and health in 2018. Thank you. Shukran. Xie, merci, spasiba, gracias, obrigado.
Stefan Mazreva, VOA, Washington. VOA.
Дорогие друзья, на пороге новый 2018 год. Конечно, этот праздник приходит к нам каждый год, но все равно мы воспринимаем его как новый, добрый, желанный. Верим, что все загаданное в эти минуты, все наши надежды исполнятся. Новый год у нас – это прежде всего семейный праздник. Мы отмечаем его, как было в детстве, с подарками и сюрпризами, с особой теплотой, с ожиданием важных перемен. И они обязательно придут в нашу жизнь, если каждый из нас всегда будет помнить о своих родителях, беречь их, ценить каждую минуту, проведенную с ними. Если будем больше понимать своих детей, их устремления и мечты, поддерживать тех, кто рядом, кто нуждается в нашем участии и душевной щедрости. Умение помогать, быть чуткими, дарить добро наполняет жизнь истинным человеческим смыслом. Где бы мы ни находились, за семейным столом, в веселой компании, на праздничных улицах, нас объединяет приподнятое новогоднее настроение. А современные технологии позволяют разделить наши чувства с дорогими людьми, которые могут находиться за сотни, тысячи километров. И, как всегда, мои особые поздравления всем, кто сейчас работает, выполняет воинский или профессиональный долг, дежурит в больницах, ведет самолеты и поезда. Мы вместе в эту прекрасную...
Earlier this morning, around 5 o'clock, officers were called to a residence, 3400 block of County Line, on a disturbance. Once they were there, they were met with gunfire from the suspect. Four officers were injured, and one officer was killed in the line of duty. We will be giving you some photographs of the officers through my PIO staff after this conference here. But I want to mention a couple things. The two other citizens, civilians, were injured in this as well. And they are non-life-threatening injuries. But our hearts and prayers go out to them as well as just regular people trying to live their life disrupted by this individual. So a total of five officers were involved in this situation and one deceased suspect. The only thing I'm going to talk about the suspect at this point, because we do not have him positively identified through the coroner's office, we are familiar with him, and more information will come out a little bit later once we've positively identified him. The officers that were injured, and I'll give you their status here real quickly. Deputy Mike Doyle, who's a 28-year-old deputy sheriff. He's in stable condition at a local hospital. Deputy Taylor Davis, 30-year-old deputy sheriff, is in stable condition at a local hospital. Deputy Jeffrey Pelley.
Well, Iran's interior ministers blasted the U.S. and Iranian cities. Abdulrazak to support the Iranian nation, but they also to Twitter twice. Israeli ministers angry at unemployment and are calling for improved economic conditions. First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos.
We're going to cross over and listen to his
problem of unemployment
situation inside of Iran.
We have problems of particulate matter, problem of water, problem of unemployment. We have economic problems for the people. We have social problems, political problems. We should fight corruption. All of our acts should be, people should be able to monitor our actions. Yeah, these issues exist and need to be resolved. But what approach should we adopt? We should help each other. We should help one another.